Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Grab a pencil and paper. We've got a real meat and potatoes edition of the Electronic Cottage today. I was over at a relative's house recently for a bit of festivity. One of the people there, who had a long ride home, asked my relative to check the weather in his locale before he set out. So my relative fired up her computer, went to some commercial weather site or other, typed in a few words, clicked, typed some more, clicked again, created a personal profile, clicked again. You get the idea. As I observed this process, I thought to myself, why is she going through all this? It's totally unnecessary. And it was at that point that it occurred to me that it might be worth reviewing some simple and direct ways using the internet to find out what folks commonly want to know. Our measuring sticks for whether a site is a good one to go to for basic information are these. The information is free, the site is set up clearly, and it's easy to use, which in this case means that you can get the information you're after with one click. Ready? Here goes. One thing most of us need to do from time to time is exactly what my relative wanted to do. Check the weather. Now, it's a fairly well-kept secret that in the U.S., every weather site, no matter how fancy, gets its raw weather data from the same place. It all comes from the National Weather Service, a part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which, of course, is funded by your tax dollars. Exactly how this raw data is gathered, using everything from satellites to weather balloons sent into the atmosphere twice a day, is a fascinating story in and of itself. But for our purposes, the bottom line is that no matter how fancy a weather site may appear, its underlying information comes from the National Weather Service. So we ask, for basic weather information, why not go directly to the source? The source is at www.nws.noaa.gov. There are no fancy personal profiles on this site or cute facts about what happened in the weather in Omaha in 1894. Instead, you type in your town and state, click once, and voila, there is a clear and understandable weather forecast for the coming 5 days. Just what we were looking for. There's also a wealth of other weather-related information, if that's your cup of tea. You can view satellite images, Doppler radar images, hazardous weather warnings for anywhere in the country, and a wide range of other information, all of it coming right from the horse's mouth. And if you happen to have idiosyncratic audio tastes, you can also listen to NOAA weather radio for as long as you like. Metallic voices are probably an acquired taste, but if that kind of sound sets your ears aflame, it's there for you too. Once we know what the weather is likely to be, we can get about our other business, part of which sometimes involves fetching phone numbers of folks who are not in our local phone books. The first place we check for those numbers is www.whitepages.com. The first screen you see on this site has two boxes, either of which you can fill in, one for personal numbers or one for business numbers. That's it. Fill in the name and address of the person or firm you're looking for, one click, and there it is. You can do other things as well at the site, including something that not long ago was restricted to private investigators and big corporations: getting an address if you only know the phone number. This is called a reverse lookup, and it has a lot of privacy implications. But the horse is clearly out of the barn, so at least this capability is available to everyone, not just to a select, deep-pocketed few. This capability, however, may give you pause next time you think of putting your phone number at the bottom of every email you send, or passing out your phone number to that cool guy at the bar. You may wake up and find him outside your front door. After weather and phone numbers, one of the most common kind of information people seek on the internet is medical information. This can be a real snake pit. Many sites are sponsored by drug companies or others who are trying to sell you something. And it's often difficult to tell who is behind a supposed medical information site. One place where you won't have to wonder about the source of information is the very useful and user-friendly Medline Plus site, once again funded by your tax dollars. It's at http://medline.plus.com. medlineplus.gov. For the latest information on health from a Western medical perspective, this site is hard to beat. The organization is sensible and easy to understand, and you can usually hone in on what you're looking for in just a few minutes. Once the weather, phone numbers and addresses, and health information are covered, it's not absolutely clear what the next most common types of information people look for on the internet is. But we'd guess that one good possibility is finding out what a word means, whether in English or in some other language. To scratch that verbal itch, we start at www.alphadictionary.com. Now, this site will probably not win any artistic design awards, but it will allow you to search almost 1,000 online dictionaries by typing in the word you're looking for only once, and by clicking only once. And if you happen to need to find out what a word in another language means in English, or need to find out what an English word would be in another language, you can do that too. This site also has dictionaries for over 20 other languages. So if you want to find just the right word in Farsi or Latvian, this is the place to start. If you're more interested in finding out where an English word came from rather than what it might mean today, try www.etymonline.com. This is a wonderful site if you love the thought that the word conversation, for example, means at root to turn about with, or that the word confusion means at root to pour together. Ralph Waldo Emerson once observed that, quote, "the meaning of all words was settled 1,000 years ago," end quote. Professional linguists turn pale when they hear a line like that, but a visit to this site may convince you that Emerson was onto something. And if you have a few minutes, check the life story of the fellow who single-handedly set up and maintains this very valuable site, just because he wanted to. If you get inspired, you can even sponsor your favorite word to help pay for the bandwidth costs. And finally, if you need some bite-sized information on a lot of different topics from an indisputably reputable source, head over to www.encyclopedia.com. There are short articles there on over 57,000 topics, drawn from the venerable Columbia Encyclopedia. If you can't find what you're looking for from that source, try www.wikipedia.org, which has over 730,000 articles in English at the moment. But, of course, read with care when you're there. So, there it is, a list of free sites where you can find commonly sought information from reputable sources with one click, and no need to give away any information about yourself in the process. Come to think of it, that's not unlike what you'll also find if you continue to tune in to future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.